The regulative principle of worship means that you regulate all your worship according to what Scripture teaches. And since with the coming of Christ and the establishment of the New Testament church, the ceremonial laws are abolished and just the principles remain, what you look at then is New Testament worship. And you say, how did the church worship in the New Testament? That's the way we're to worship today. Preaching and reading of the word and singing and giving offerings and benedictions and so on. But nowhere does the New Testament church go into other activities or other things. So the Reformed faith, and the Puritans were strong in this as well, always said you've got to do what the New Testament church does and don't add anything to it and don't subtract anything from it. Very different, say, from the Lutheran approach, which says as long as it doesn't contradict what the New Testament says, you can do it. So the Lutheran church would say, for example, you can have choirs in church because it doesn't really contradict fundamental principles of the New Testament. The Reformed and the Puritans would have said, at least up until the 19th, 20th century, no, you don't have choirs in church because the New Testament church didn't have choirs in church. You just do what the New Testament church does. So there can be arguments over incidentals in worship. For example, is an organ an incidental that just helps people sing, or is it actually fundamentally part of the worship service? Because there's not mention of instruments in the New Testament. There was a lot of debate about that over the ages. But regulative principle of worship means we just worship the way the New Testament prescribes to us.